for WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. A former Richland Center business owner has died. Carl Huth, 83 of Richland Center, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Carl was born in Dayton Township. Carl attended grade school at the Huth School and graduated from the Richland Center High School in 1960. He worked at Kramer Brothers before and after his call to active duty in the United States Army. In 1970, he married Susan Ferguson, and in 1974, Carl and Susan joined the family meat processing business in Richland Center as co-owners with Carl and Doris Chelevold. In 1996, Carl and Susan obtained sole ownership of the Richland Locker and passed the family business to their son in 2010. He enjoyed helping the family business after retirement with phone calls and deliveries. Carl was a member of Wisconsin Association of Meat Processing for over 40 years, served as director for 30 years, and served a term as president. A celebration of life will be held at the Phoenix Center Friday, October 31st, from 2 to 5. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a preliminary injunction to continue blocking the U.S. Department of Agriculture from turning SNAP data over to the federal government. The injunction originates from a multi-state lawsuit filed in July, arguing the Trump administration's demands for personal and sensitive information on supplemental nutrition assistance program recipients violates federal law and the Constitution. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged to 645 North Central Avenue in Richland Center for the report of a house fire Monday night at around 5:40. Six fire units and 34 firefighters responded. Upon arrival, officers found heavy smoke coming from the upstairs windows and fire visible from the main floor. Fire personnel were able to contain the fire to the attic and kitchen area of the home. There was heavy smoke, water, and fire damage to the whole structure. Firefighters were on scene for 2 hours and no injuries were reported. The Richland Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center City Police Department, Richland EMS, and City Utilities. A GoFundMe page has been set up for the family. You can find the GoFundMe link on any local Richland Buy and Sell Facebook group page. Another Republican candidate has entered the field for Lieutenant Governor in 2026. Yesterday, small business owner Will Martin officially announced his candidacy for the race, joining former mayor of Lancaster, David Varnam, in the Republican primary field. Martin ran for the position in 2022, but fell short in the Republican primary. He also previously worked under former Republican governors Scott Walker and Tommy Thompson. On the Democratic side, only Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced her campaign for lieutenant governor. Governor Tony Evers has announced that due to the federal government shutdown, Wisconsin's Food Share program, which provides food assistance for hungry kids, families, and seniors, will run out of funding in 10 days. The Trump administration recently notified Wisconsin that there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits for approximately 42 million individuals across the nation, and directed states to hold their November issuance files and delay transmission to state EBT vendors until further notice. Based on the Trump administration's directive, FoodShare, which is 100% funded by the federal government, is now in jeopardy due to the federal government shutdown and may not be available at all next month if the federal government shutdown continues, leaving nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites without access to basic food and groceries. The Evers administration continues to closely monitor funding levels for WIC, a separate food assistance program designed to support women, babies, and kids, which remains available for qualifying Wisconsinites at this time. Wisconsin's top prosecutor is asking a higher court to step in on a voting case from Waukesha County. Attorney General Josh Call has filed an appeal challenging Judge Michael Maxwell's order requiring officials to verify the citizenship of anyone registering to vote. Call says the ruling could upend how elections are run and threaten people's voting rights. Mitchell International is feeling the effects of fewer passengers this year, and travelers might soon pay more as a result. Passenger numbers have dropped about 8% from January through August 2025 compared to last year. Next year, the airport is expected to see the lowest traffic since 2022. Officials blame economic uncertainty, rising unemployment, and higher airfares for the decline. With fewer people flying, airport revenues from parking and concessions are also down, causing concerns since the airport doesn't get county funding. Customer fees may go up to cover costs. The Grant County Sheriff's Department says not to be alarmed today if you observe a large presence of police, fire, and EMS personnel in the area of Boscobel Schools. This is a large-scale training exercise designed to challenge and improve the coordinated response plans of all agencies involved. This is a planned event. From approximately 1:30 to 4, the Boscobel Area School District will be hosting a practice active shooter exercise at both the middle and high school and intermediate school locations. The training exercise will involve the Boscobel Area School District, Boscobel Police Department, Grant County Sheriff's Department, Boscobel Fire and EMS, Amplify Gunderson Hospitals and Clinics, and Southwest Technical College students serving as volunteer actors. No students will be present, and no one will be allowed on school property during the exercise. All extracurricular activities will begin at 4 following the exercise. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
They're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right. I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.